Here we uncover the traditions that are working for successful parents. For the parents who are ready to do things differently but aren't sure how, go to WandaHoward.com and download my free blueprint. It will help you create the difference you've been looking for and enable your kids to be emotionally healthy and confident throughout their lives. Now is the time to start doing things differently.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Successful Parents Podcast. I am your host, Wanda Howard, with my co-host,
Emery Howard.
Last week, we had on Andrew Anderson, and he talked about grounding and being able to be solid and capable in your achievements and accomplishments and your vision forward. So it was really cool in his business and what he does and being able to coach real estate agents. So definitely go listen. So many good takeaways in being able to be grounded within ourselves. And today we're going to be talking more specifically about the punishment or discipline of grounding our kids and pros and cons and all the ins and outs of why this is something that we need to understand better. So I'm going to let Emery start us off. Go ahead.
Okay. So I have been a good child, and luckily my parents have never grounded me before, except for the time I couldn't watch a movie for the whole day, which actually wasn't that bad. We'd go weeks or a week sometimes without watching a movie, so, but for me, four-year-old self, six maybe, it was traumatizing. Even though we probably didn't watch a movie every day, that I think people had come over because for my punishment, mom said, okay, now you have to take a nap. But I was pretty positive right then. So I was like, yay, I get to take a nap in my new bed. Just got a new bed, by the way. So haven't ever slept in it before. Took the nap, but that wasn't good enough because, well, I didn't seem to learn anything from it, I think.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah. Keep going. I'll add in my tidbits after you're done.
Yeah. But still, it was not that bad. Anywho, I think we had people over later, and then Ebony wanted to watch a movie with the friends. So they turned on a movie, but I had to go into actually this specific bedroom. And I remember just like looking through that tiny little crack of the door, like trying to get my best. And then sometimes I would be like, you sure I don't have to? Peeking my head out and getting as much of the movie as I could.
So, this was a pretty traumatizing thing for Emery. She's always remembered it. And, I wanted to ask, too, do you remember why you were being grounded?
No.
Okay, so this is what I wanted to highlight and share about being grounded and what it means and the pros and cons and everything. So at this point, I still very much thought that punishment was the way to help kids grow and learn. And I have since changed my mind and realized that it's not... it just doesn't work. So a punishment in this sense of grounding can actually be done in a way that is so beneficial for your children. And we actually do it a lot. And we said that she's never been grounded other than that time, but we actually do grounding a lot. It just doesn't look anything the same anymore. And we don't usually use that word. Which is
we
just
never use that word.
Yeah, we never really use that word, huh? So that's why it's not necessarily that our kids feel like they're being grounded all the time. But here is some of the things to notice from the story Emery just told. One, she doesn't remember a thing about what she was supposed to be learning. She doesn't remember what she did wrong or what she did to fix
my
it.
Sister?
Maybe, huh? That was something that at that time, that your age, that could have been something, but you don't remember for sure. The lesson wasn't like this lifelong impact of, oh, this will help me be a good person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So She didn't remember what she did wrong. Two, so we sent her to her bed, and because she was excited about it, I was annoyed. I was like, no, this is a punishment. You're supposed to be devastated. You're supposed to be sad. You're supposed to learn your lesson, quote unquote, of that, like, be sad, be pitiful that you messed up and show your remorse in this. And so when she came out, well, when she went to bed happy and then came out happy, I was like, no, that's not, like, you're grounded now too. And so that's what led to the no movies, and she's remembered that forever. And the things that I really have learned and really would hope to convey, and that I'm so passionate about and I want parents to know, is during that time, I hated showing up that way. I hated feeling like I had to punish my child. I hated how I felt this boiling over anger of, you will do this way and you will be sad when I give you a punishment. And I hated just the internal workings of what was going on inside my own body and my own heart and my own emotions. I didn't like showing up that way. And so if you are in that position as a parent, recognize that is so valuable. That is a huge piece of you that needs to be honored. That if you are constantly having to do something for your child that you hate doing, that it makes you less of the person that you want to be, then you have full permission to stop doing it, and both you and your child will be better off. Here is why. As soon as I realized that I didn't have to do this, that I didn't need to punish them, my brain started coming up with ideas and ways of supporting that and helping my kids be able to still grow and learn. And so for timeouts, for grounding, for whatever you want to call it, it became all about understanding. It became about me understanding my child understanding themselves, me understanding myself. And it became so much more easy in every kind of parenting situation you can imagine to know how to handle it, to know what to do, to know how to react, because it was no longer about, oh no, what kind of punishment can I think up to make sure that they conform? But instead it was, okay, how do I understand this better? And the pieces fell into place naturally from there. And so for grounding, what we do now is, it's not this punishment of no TV, no cell phone, no friends over, no this, no this, no this. It's much more about being grounded with them, about helping them, like we talked about in the last episode, be grounded in themselves, be grounded in what they were doing, be understanding themselves better. So what that can look like is being grounded often. Most times it takes about 5 minutes and the lesson is learned and the impact is made and the change begins with our kids. Sometimes it could take a few hours depending on the conversation that we're having. But when my kids act in certain ways that I can see that they're being super pushy with their ideas, or they're being overwhelming to other people in the house, or just issues and situations that need to be addressed, I go into the grounding with them. I help walk them through understanding, what are you going through? What's happening? What's, like, why did you do this? And what's happening here? And they have started to put together their internal dialogue and listen to themselves in a way that's allowed them to control their own behaviors so that they can become the people they want to be. One of the questions that I love is asking my kids, is that who you want to be? Is that how you want to react? Like our little guy, our son, he was very much in the stage of just pushing and roughhousing and all sorts of stuff that was breaking things and hurting people. And so what we ended up doing is, when I would ground him, it was much more about, okay, come, let's understand what's happening here. Can you observe, like, are you aware of what's going on around you? Do you know what just happened? Did you know you just hurt your sister really bad by running her over, like, were you aware? And then asking them, is that who you want to be? Is that what you want to do? And when he was starting to put together his own internal dialogue, he stopped and he thought, no, I don't want to. And so then I asked him, like, what do you want to do? Who do you want to be? You just heard her. What would you like to do now? And at first he's like, I don't know. And so we'd give him options of like, well, do you want to go run her over again? Like, no. And do you want to go read her a book? And he's like, no, I don't think so. I'm like, do you want to go tell her sorry? And he's like, oh yeah, I want her to know that I'm sorry. So we'd run over there, sorry, and run off. And it's gotten more sincere over the times of doing it. But that it being grounded, if it's a punishment of you will conform, you will understand how terrible of a person you are, I will make sure that you are sad about this, then all they're going to remember is the punishment. And they're going to lose all the benefit that grounding was really supposed to be. It's supposed to help them be grounded in their own observation of the world, of their who they were born to be, what their feelings are inside of them, and who they want to become. So what were you going to say, Ems?
I remember being in the grocery store and Tavery had just barely started grabbing. And I remember she like scratched my cheek or something. And I'm like, ow, mom, she scratched my cheek so often. And she said, oh, so then she could start standing up to Bud. And I was just prancing along about the rest of the time. I remember thinking that was the most awesomest thing. Just like when you said he was still in the wrestling stage. I'm like, yeah, I can vaguely remember that. Vaguely.
Yeah. And that's another thing too, to remember that with grounding, this has taken me a long time to learn. And so I hope that others listening will learn faster than I did. But we don't, like Emery said that her little sister scratched her cheek and she was just a little toddler. And so how do you really ground the toddler, or what do you do in that kind of a situation? And one of the things that I have learned over and over is help the person that comes to you. I love this pattern because it's also emulated with our relationship with God. Is he asks us to pray to him. And when we come to him, he steps in to help. And the more that I've done studying and research on this just idea and this principle, the more that I've become convinced that it's not because God doesn't know that we're struggling. It's not because he is unaware of what's going on in our life. It's just that he has given us full agency to do what we are going to do, to see how we're going to handle it. And he's waiting for us to come and ask for his help, because as soon as we do, he will help us. It helps out so much as a parent when we start doing the same. When we step back, we let our kids interact, make mistakes, overreact, whatever they're going to do, and let whoever comes to us help them become the person they want to be. So when Emery came and she was sad about her little sister hurting her, instead of going to Tavery and being like, okay, this was terrible. No, this was bad. Don't do this. I helped Emery through that of realizing, oh, well, and I think we had like a talk about that as well, of like helping her feel validated of course that would hurt, but then pointing out like, now her little sister is at the stage of fighting back and standing up for herself. And
yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think she ever hit that phase, but I remember when me and Ebony used to gang up kind of on Bud because he'd wrestle with us really hard.
He definitely did.
For Bud. We'd have Tavery have her come over, and sometimes she was unwilling, but I remember since then like kind of using her as a wrestling comeback. So we'd have her come over and she'd like just tackle Bud no matter how much he tried to get away. She'd just like sit on him. And it was so funny.
And that's the other thing too, is our kids' relationships has blossomed as we've allowed them to not have perfect interaction. to not have perfect dialogue, to not have perfect coexisting, but to just try each other out, to figure out what the other person's boundaries are, what their own are, and when they are hurt, when they are to their breaking point, that they come to us. And whoever's coming, we understand that child, not necessarily the situation. We understand what they're going through, and then we help them become who they want to be. And this was hard at the beginning when like Emery coming hurt because of a legit reason that her sibling physically hurt her, that it was hard to remember to stay in the sphere of, I'm here with this human. How do I help this human in this situation be who they want to be and give them the competence and the confidence to have what they need as an individual to heal from this? And then if we ever felt needed, we would go and talk to the other child as well and just ask them about what they were going through, what it was going on for them, but then focus on them and ask them, is this who you want to be? And it just...
And also, after a little bit, quite often, the other child would come too, whether that be me or the other person.
Yep. As soon as one of the kids would come, another child would come too and want to defend their side or say how hurt they were by it all too, right?
Yeah.
And so we need to be like, okay, well, wait a moment. I'm helping this one and then we'll help you. And but as they sat there listening, as I'm working with one child, sometimes a lot of their questions and answers and everything that they were needing happen while I'm talking to just one child. And then by the time I'm done talking with them, they're like, oh, okay, actually, I'm good. And we carry on.
Yeah, I used to struggle with this a lot more. I still sort of do sometimes, but I remember quite a lot. I listened as you were talking, and you'd even try to not listen, but I can still hear you. And I'm like, just trying to hold back the anger. And I even like,
it gave you a lot of self-control now, huh?
Yeah. But I afterwards, I just kind of ignore what all this long paragraph of what I just learned and what they were going through, and I had already made sense of it all. I'd be like, wow, she pushed me over and completely ignore that the thing was would have probably been already solved, and I didn't have to take another hour or more talking about the same exact thing.
But this is really cool too, because this is a conclusion that she has come to on her own. Because usually after a conversation, she will express all of her anger and all of her frustration and kind of that, like, okay, I hear everything mom's saying with this other sibling and it makes sense. And now I understand their side, but I still want to be mad. And I still want to show how frustrated I was with this. So that she would come to me with all that same frustration. And I sit with her in it, and I listen and I talk with her. And as I've held space for her anger and validating, yep, I could see why you were angry. And is that who you want to be? And is this getting the result that you want? And doing that, she has come to the conclusion of, okay, I'm emotionally competent. I'm emotionally safe. When I need to be frustrated, there's going to be a space for that. Do I really want to have to go through that every single time? And she started to just have that self-awareness without having me to make sure she's aware of it. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool to see what we're all capable of when we give each other that space and help each other be grounded in our internal world of what we're going through. So anything else you want to add?
There was just that I still struggle with some of this too, like
it's definitely how, something that the struggle isn't ever the hard part, yeah. Right, it's being okay with struggling, it's being okay with the fact that we aren't perfect and loving ourselves through it, right?
Mm-hmm. But
so it's good that you recognize that you are struggling with it, because we all do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just like, I just get so frustrated. I don't want to have you change me. I don't want to have you help me change. I want her to change.
Yes, that is a totally real human emotion. But again, the awareness of it is what is propelling you forward. And that is so cool that you're able to say it. You're able to understand what you're wanting. You're able to understand that pattern within you. And is that really who you want to be, where you make everybody else change to accommodate what you want?
No.
So you've been doing great work for yourself. And that's just being grounded. Discipline and punishment. There's so many ways that we take good discipline where it's supposed to be there to help us understand each other and ourselves. And we turn it into a punishment where it's more about conforming, you will do this. And we just all lose when we do that. We lose as a parent because we hate who we have to be. We hate how we have to treat our kids. We lose as a kid because then we're just fixated and frustrated with one thing. And now we have another frustrating thing called the punishment that we have to figure out why that just happened, instead of just being able to work through the original problem and being grounded in our understanding. So, it becomes so much easier as our kids grow as well to know exactly how we're going to discipline later on in life. We don't have to go from one kind of discipline to the next, because everything is always about understanding. Then whatever age they are, it's still about understanding. So, thank you all for joining us, and we will see you all next time. Bye.
Bye, yeah.
Thank you again for being a part of our podcast family and for the difference you are making right now in the world and in the walls of your own home. If you're wanting to support parents everywhere, you can do that by leaving a rate and review. This helps so many find connection and answers they are searching for. Also, don't forget to go to wandahoward.com and get your own free parenting blueprint. I love you all, and we will see you next time.